I was proud and delighted during the fund drive to find Joe Donahue and this station helping to prevent 600 tons of carbon emissions by offering carbon certificates so that the big power companies could not get the permissions those certificates represented to pollute our atmosphere. The carbon certificates we pledged for, or the solar panels we installed, or the Prius we drive, will not save the atmosphere by themselves, but they matter. They matter because we're doing our part, but more than that, they matter because industries will not save our planet out of the goodness of their hearts. If they make environmentally sound products that we don't buy, or sell them at prices we won't pay, they will either have to make the same things and make them the same cheap but destructive ways that their competitors do, or they'll go bankrupt and leave the field to others less honorable. Business is the crucial link, but they can't do their part unless we do ours. There are three ways. We can show by our buying habits that we've built a market and they must change or we'll all switch to the first businesses that give us the chance to be environmentally conscious with our dollars. That takes time to build, but it ultimately makes a difference. So keep up the pressure. Retiring carbon certificates through WAMC, buying wind and solar power wherever we can, and other environmentally sound products and practices. Keep up the pressure. Another way is regulatory. We can get our elected representatives to just say no. Of course, we all know who's on the other side and how much money they give to the politicians and how many lobbyists they throw at the legislators, but then some of us enjoy the battle. And the third way is a carbon tax or a BTU tax, which is more comprehensive. Sure, that's a tax. It will make some things more expensive. But John F. Kennedy is still right when he told us not to ask what our country can do for us, but what we can do for our country. This is about what we can do for our own future, our children's and grandchildren's future, and our country's future. The consequences of global warming are enormous, but we can and must deal with it. Our job as citizens is to support the steps that need to happen to curb the use of carbon-based fuel. We need not to allow ourselves to be bamboozled by empty and ignorant shouts about government and regulation. This is a task that we can accomplish only with the help of government. It's the kind of thing that government's for, to organize our energies to protect our country, our future, our children, and our grandchildren. And answering President Kennedy's call, supporting that effort, is something we can do for our country. We will want to use the tariff system to impose the equivalent of a BTU tax on imports from countries that don't have one. This is a big international problem. The solution is one that only America can lead. Let's get going.